When I told your mother that you could stay here for the summer, I didn't know I was saying that a pervert could live with me. Ah, I cannot believe I found you humping one of my pillows, your aunt's own pillows, in the guest room last night while you were watching pornography. Not just any pornography. I've thought a lot about this since last night, and I think I know exactly how to help you. This porn addiction of yours is a compulsion, and it's turning you into a pervert. I've seen you look at my feet. I know that you're obsessed with feet, and not just being obsessed with feet. You're watching cuckold porn? What are you? It's disgusting. Humping a pillow while you're watching someone get off with another man? Like, it's just, I just. So, you know what? If you're gonna act like a pervert, I'm gonna punish you like a pervert. So, for the rest of the summer, as long as you're under my roof, you're gonna get a spanking. Every morning when you wake up, and every night before you go to bed, and more often, if I think it's necessary. And before each spanking, you're gonna milk yourself so that your balls will be empty. 'Cause I don't want you to get excited about this spanking. This spanking is a punishment. It is not a reward for being such a filthy little pervert. And you won't be using one of my nice, expensive pillows. No. You're gonna jerk off in front of me. And come into whatever I tell you to come into. A dirty old rag, into the toilet, onto the floor, which you'll then have to clean up. That's right. Every morning and every night, you're gonna jerk off, and I'm gonna watch you. Because I want you to feel terrible. I want you to feel awful about this addiction of yours. Why? Because I love you, of course. Your auntie cares about you. I don't want you to grow up to be a big old pervert and have to deal with. No. So take off your pants. You know what's coming. Take off your pants. Nice and slow. Your underwear, too. You're gonna have to just get used to being naked in front of me. I'm sorry, nephew, but this is what happens to perverts. Interesting. You're a pretty perverted guy, but you don't seem to have a whole lot to back that up. I think it's called a pencil dick. Well, I suppose you have to work with what you've got. Come on, stroke it. I know that stroking it in front of your aunt has got to be a little hard, but do it. Do it now. Don't be thinking about the dirty feet and cuckolding and. That's right, jerk it faster. Fucking little pervert. I can't believe it. I can't believe the things that you like. This is ridiculous. Do you really want to get a girlfriend and then watch her fuck someone else? Maybe you'd prefer she just lock up that little pencil dick of yours. Oh, that seems to have gotten you pretty excited. Oh, look at that face. Oh, you look like an idiot. A perverted idiot. Oh, you're getting pretty close there, aren't you? Here, come onto this tissue. There you go. Squeeze your cock nice and tight. Get every last drop out of there. There you go. Now, get over my knee. Yes. Now it's time for your spanking. Corn is dangerous. You obviously cannot handle it. I mean, what kind of boy gets caught masturbating in his aunt's guest room? That's right. Oh. No girl is gonna want you if you're a porn-addicted pervert. And that's why I'm helping you. I love you and I want you to be happy. Oh, you're squirming. Oh, what a disgusting fetishes you have. I suppose you'd love it if I just took my feet and rubbed them on your face. Filthy fucking pervert. All right. That's enough. No, don't pick your clothes up. You're to stay naked for the rest of the day. This was a warm-up. You're going to be getting the belt to the hairbrush for the rest of the week. I hope that pillow was worth it, you little perv.